It's 7 p.m. on a weeknight, and Juanita Mickens is at the mall. But she's not here shopping for last-minute Christmas gifts. She's looking for Santa Claus.
I was looking for an African-American Santa Claus for my African-American grandson.
Mickens says she couldn't find many African-American Santas for her 7-month-old grandson's holiday pictures.
Well, actually, I went to South Lake, North Lake. They told me to come to South DeKalb Mall, so I'm here.
Sarah Hobbs heard about the Santa here from a family member. As soon as she found out, she brought her 10-month-old daughter for her first Christmas picture. She says this is important to her.
So she can see someone that looks like her because, you know, in the mainstream media, most of the Santas are not African-American. They're white, so I want her to see that Santa can also be African-American.
With so few black Santas in the city, word travels fast.
You have the Kente cloth one at West End, and I know there's one at Stonecrest. But I was told that one wasn't as great, so I came here. I'm just being honest. I came to South DeKalb because they said that he was a good Santa.
Skip Osborne is Kente Claus. He's been working at the West End Mall for 12 years.
The Kente Santa is the Santa that's more related to the black community.
When I head to the mall on a weekday afternoon, Kente's wearing what looks like a stylish suit made of red velvet. He also has a matching red and black hat. He says he wears a lot of different outfits during the holiday season, and they're all custom made.
It's a lot of kids out here struggling. It's a lot of families out here struggling. And the only way to really see where Black America is today is to actually come down in a location like the West End.
At the Georgia International Convention Center, another Santa arrives in a room of over 300 kids.
Here comes Santa!
Santa D rides into the room on a Segway. He's dressed in a typical Santa outfit with a red cape and black boots. His big white beard contrasts with his dark brown skin.
Who's been good all year? Santa's gonna make sure you guys have a special Christmas this year, okay?
Sinclair's here as part of Holidays at Hartsfield Jackson. It's an annual Christmas event for first graders.
This particular show that we're at now, Hartsfield Airport, I've been doing it 13 years. I have families that are looking for me, and if I put myself in public appearances, they'll be there.
Sinclair used to work as Santa at several local malls, but left after a few years because of creative differences. Now he has his own company, The Real Black Santa, and he mostly does private events at schools, office parties, and retirement homes.
I've always owned my own business, from landscaping to cleaning, so when I started doing Santa, I wanted to make sure it was something that stood out.
Sinclair charges $250 an hour. He says in past years, he's made up to $60,000 during the holiday season. His grand plan is to create a national network of Santas from all ethnicities. Next year, he wants to do a casting call. Booking agent Steph Seibert might be interested in Sinclair's idea.
I know of about 5 of the African-American Santas in the area, and I have reached out to some of them before, and pretty much what I'm finding is they book solid to the point where they've got 2 to 3 gigs per day.
She's the owner of Atlanta Santas. For the past 6 years, her company's booked local Santas for everything from corporate parties to photo shoots, even a Fleetwood Mac concert. She says the city's Santa business is thriving.
Here in Metro Atlanta, I would say it's pretty big. Pretty much most Santas, at least the first 2 weekends, are usually booked solid.
Seibert says most Santas make anywhere from a few $100 to a couple $1,000 during the holidays. You can find African-American Santas at South DeKalb, Greenbrier, and West End malls until Christmas Eve. For WABE News, I'm Candace Wheeler.